Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 10. It is the first day of Bealtaine, the month of May. The primroses on a May bush and the whole lot. The beginning of summer indeed. International day to celebrate workers. What are you up to? It was roasting yesterday and we're kind of coming back down to earth this morning. Some highs of only 14 degrees in some places. But a warm spell is continuing for the southeast and the south. Up to 19 degrees down yonder. So enjoy yourself. Tap out your thoughts in the usual fashion. The WhatsApp is 087 032 32 32. And you can always email oliver@rte.ie. Great excitement here this morning because today I'm going to be chatting to one of the most enigmatic rock stars this country's ever produced, Adam Clayton, Baron of Bass in U2, of course. There are rumours of a new U2 album coming out next year, possibly, because next year will be 50 years since the band formed in a school in the north side of Dublin. I'll ask him about that, don't you worry. But mostly we're going to talk about his passion at home, which is gardening. The man has a huge woodland garden in Rathfarnham in Dublin, which he bought when he was only 27 years of age, and he planted scores and scores of trees there because he knew the M50 was coming, and he's very dedicated to this project that heals his head and keeps him in touch with gravity. And he's going to be talking all about this at a fashion and farming festival down in Kinsale this month, the month of May. 51551 is the text before we come to that. And also, you'll have noticed, because yesterday a story went wild all around the place when it was emerged that every household in County Monaghan is to receive an emergency booklet. And mad interest in this across the internet. There was even a Reddit thread discussion about the whole thing. Initially we thought, oh no, the feud with Tyrone has gone so far, the county's under the threat of nuclear war or possibly invasion. But on closer inspection, the idea turns out to be actually a fierce good notion that is fairly cheaply put together, because it's literally just a booklet that has all the numbers that you need in the county to contact the guards, your fire services, if there's another storm blackout, what to do and who to call when the water goes, the power goes kaput and all that. Or indeed, if you're the victim of a scam, which is certainly a new emergency in the last couple of years. And it's a leaflet, an emergency booklet that you'll put into the messy drawer, so you'll grab it when you need it. And there's also fridge magnet too, and other ideas which we'll get into when we chat Monaghan later on. Hey, so we will. By the by, congratulations to Athenry, who reached the temperature, the record temperature of 25.9 degrees Celsius yesterday in the month of April. The previous record for the hottest day ever set in April was Glenties in County Donegal, just by 0.1 of a degree, just below that, April 1984. Great news that our planet is burning up. Even the damp, turfy forests of beautiful East Galway have not survived. Hooray! Well done, everyone. But on a happier, cheerful note, it is May Day. Happy May Day to you. It is the day, the Labour Day as well, to celebrate workers all around the world. Not just workers, but walkers, because it's International Walkers Day. That's important as well. And the ancient Celts tell us that this is the start of summer. But of course, the meteorological people say, no, that's in June. You're all wrong. We don't believe any of that pagan stuff. Well, we do. Thank you very much. Weather people also tell us what it's going to be like for the weekend. It's not going to rain. Great. The sun is out. We'll call it summer for our own needs and for our own heads. Why not? And there's loads of great traditions and customs connected, of course, to this day. Have many of them survived? Are you still practicing them out there? The May Day traditions. Some people get up first thing in the morning and walk in the morning dew in their bare feet, or wash their face in the dew in the grass. Well, what part of the world? That's Midlands, is it? Oh no, Munster. Yeah, producer Caroline is from Waterford, so that's what they're doing down there. The May bush, of course. Now this happened. Apparently, it happens in the Midlands still, but we had it up our way in Monaghan. Yes, usually hawthorn, decorated with ribbons, cloth streamers, even tinsel, primroses on ours. But I haven't seen it now in many's a day, and it was often carried around the area by groups of adults as well as children. We stuck ours in the lawn, I remember, but this is the 80s. I don't think it crept into the 90s. The Mayflowers, you see, are a big part of May. But of course, they've been out for ages now due to climate change. Primroses, buttercups and marigolds, often placed around the outside of homes, in front of neighbours' homes as well, as a gesture of goodwill and good luck. The well was very important as well. You put flowers around there to protect the water supply. But you could never ask for water or fire from the home on May's Eve or May Day. It's a way of keeping luck of the house. But you could take water from the well on May Day as a way of offering protection, cures and a good complexion. You just have to rub some of the well water on your face. It'd be as good as anything, wouldn't it? In Kilkenny, May Day marked the start of the summer hurling. Now, of course, begins earlier. Women gifted men with new slithers on the first of the month. I'd never heard that one now before. And at night, there were May bonfire celebrations. And I think that was Wexford, wasn't it? The bonfires were down in Wexford to ensure good luck as well. Nothing like a bonfire to announce what you'd, and you'd set the place afire now, because we're near drought, I'd say, at some point. And there was dancing, a celebration of the community around that bonfire. So kind of lots of ancient traditions went on. In England as well, they have the maypoles, and some of the maypoles obviously ended up over here, and you dance around those maypoles, flowers and ribbons and so on. They even had a song to accompany it, written in 1595. It's like Blackadder. La, la, la. A little bit Christmassy there. Does it end? Yes, it does. Written by Thomas Morley. And the merry month of May involved a bit of a double entendre there, because the merry month of May was the month that couples did their coupling and their courting and rolling around in the merry hills of May and so on. Of course, if you watch any of those period dramas, if you're caught out in a shower for, you know, 30 seconds, you just die of a fever then, don't you, in the next scene. Oh no, her dress got wet. She's going to be dead in the next scene and confess everything. Also, Marian processions became a new feature of town processions since the Middle Ages. Very strong on this, particularly on the continent. The Italians love keening and walking up and down streets through Easter, and it comes into May as well, because the devotion to the Virgin Mary during the month of May. Did she give the name to it, or was it the other way around? Or what else went on? And the President of Ireland, the President, has been online with a beautiful photograph, tweeted, one of the first swallows of the summer at Orsonachron. It's like Miguel D himself went out onto the balcony and photographed the first swallow of the summer. But of course, as we know, one swallow does not a summer make. The idiom that essentially means basically one positive sign. You can't take it as a guarantee that everything will end up well in the end. And according to Google AI, that was uttered by Aristotle, who said, one swallow does not summer make. Well, Aristotle sounded exactly like Michael T. Higgins, as it turns out. And he probably also said, live, laugh, love for the first time and do the huckle buck. Very smart man was Aristotle, you have to understand. And you might have heard this a little bit, but there's no point. No harm in saying it again. The Irish Times letter writers are announcing the first cuckoo they've heard, one in Roscommon and the other Newport. No, not Mayo, Newport. Newport in County Tipperary. So they've heard an cuach, which is the cuckoo itself. And cuckoos are very well known in Inishir, we hear as well. They're very familiar sound, and also the sign of the summer. Inishir, famous for its cuckoos. A little reminder that the dawn chorus is on Saturday morning into Sunday this weekend on RTÉ Radio 1 live, of course, with Derek. And of course, Aine Lowne as well would be looking out for the cuckoos and the swallows and the whole lot. So enjoying that big, big moment in broadcasting every year, the Dawn Chorus. If you get up to watch it, it does something to your heart and your soul, a little bit of a pep in the step. Speaking of how great RTÉ, unfortunately the media is telling us, this is very triggering for people working here. You'll have heard of Morning Ireland, and it was revealed in the currency.news. A confirmation RTÉ wrote down €3.6 million, sure we could just throw money around the place, on a partly failed IT system. Another reminder of all the waste and spending that has hit this place in the heady days of 2023. The background is a failed IT project. It was aimed at unifying finance and HR systems. The finance system worked out okay, but the HR thing didn't. And they had to write that down. There was a rouse. What supplier was removed. There seems to have been a settlement with the supplier. We don't know a huge amount of details, but we've launched, RTÉ has launched a new €4.7 million tender for a cloud-based HR system to replace the disaster that's happened. So if you add them two together, it's going to cost €8 million for the HR thing. This is a reminder. Remember Toy Show, the musical, lost €2.2 million after selling 11,000 tickets for the shows. And oh my God, $5,000 on 200 pairs of Havaianas flip-flops for a summer party for corporate clients in 2016. I'd actually forgotten the exact details of that. I know flip-flops, but it was $5,000 on flip-flops. And there's further news of spending here in the Irish Examiner today. RT is going to spend $500,000 on the procurement of branded cups, T-shirts, umbrellas and pens. You'll get those for free if you go to the RT tent at the Ploughing Championship. It's kind of the merch which hasn't been much merch around for a long time because we've been out and about. So that's trying to refresh that. And of course, there are now a raucous committee is being finally set up after 5 months since the election, and hearings of the new Public Accounts Committee will be looking at all the controversies elsewhere in the public service arena, because this is part of a process that has exposed failures in various public bodies, which include, of course, the Arts Council. Also on an IT system, they spent €6.7 million. That was abandoned and they have nothing to show for it in the terrible forms. And questions on why the National Gallery bought a scanner for €125,000 that couldn't fit in a room, couldn't be used. So they'll be chatting about Ortiz again, and we'll have our faces in our hands, because when you look at the wastes and the cut of the place, and we bring our lovely guests in and the chairs are falling apart in places, and it's very sad in the Radio Centre. It's a listed building though, so surely somebody is planning to do it up a small bit. Even the reception area, which looks exactly as it did, I think, when I first saw it in 2006, it's just a little bit grim. But there are other problems in the world, of course. Somebody is texting in saying they washed their face this morning in the morning dew. Perfect weather for it, says Roisin in Dunboyne. Ah, it's a lovely place. The May Altar is just a non sequitur text. There's a May Altar as well. It's a pagan mass out in the hills or whatever it is. On May Day traditions, this person, my birthday is on the 14th of May, always on the 1st of May. When my mum hears the Queen of the May on the radio, she rings me and holds the phone to the radio. It doesn't matter where I am in the world. My mum Vera always, without fail, does it for me. And I love it, says Ashling. So, happy birthday to you on the 14th of May and happy 1st of May. And someone's wedding anniversary is today. 43 years, they're still speaking today, the 1st of May. Gorgeous. Absolutely. Absolutely wonderful. Of course, the GA is another sign of the summer, but we're well into it now. Group of Death is, of course, because it was a surprising, well, it's not surprising. It always takes me by surprise because the football championship seems to change every year. This is the group system. Maurice Brosnan in this morning's Examiner Sport is saying, why did the All-Ireland draw take place before the provincial finals? Because the draw then has possible winner here versus these people and so on. There will be four groups basically in the All-Ireland in the Sam Maguire section, and another four groups in the Tailteann Cup. But the Sam Maguire section, there'll be 24 matches just to eliminate four teams. But the Group of Death is the first time in the history of the format that four teams who played each other in Division 1 are pitted in the same group. And they are Dublin Derry. It's whoever loses between Armagh and Donegal, which is expected to be Armagh. And the Connacht winners expected to be Galway, I would say. That could be evenly matched. So you could end up with Galway, Armagh, Dublin and Derry in the one group. It's mad. That is certainly the tough one. And Tyrone, Cavan, Galway, Mayo, Armagh, Galway, the winners, losers of those will end up in another one. So there you go. We're third seeds. Monaghan not having a great time, but we're going to be playing. We could be set for a group where we finished above every other team in the league, basically, says your man, Maurice Brosnan, in the Examiner. So it's kind of confusing, and the matches will go on forever. And Donegal would just be playing every single. More people hearing the cuckoo calling here in Kenmare since early May. It was early this year, the cuckoo. Down in Kerry, very good. On the cuckoo subject, I was in Donegal last month. I heard the cuckoo on the 10th of April in Crook Dunkeneally, says Kate. And that's gas now, hearing the month is May on the programme this morning. That's the song my choir, Ashton Adult Education Choir, will be singing as part of the wonderful Cork Choral Festival this weekend. Music is a food of love, says Helen Inna. So we all sing along together. I'll get the fa-la-la bits now. Sorry, all I can hear is Black Adder, Black. There you go, Helen and Cork. Look, by the way, the cuckoo, of course, is here. The system's out. The cuckoo heard across the fields in the Midlands of Ireland is saying, who is the housing czar and what will they be doing? More in the Dawn Chorus with Edge, because they go basically the early hours of the Sunday morning. They could do whatever they want, basically, and they get away with it. Will I give you some American news? I will just before. Actually, I know I go to this. Hang on. Yes, American news, because as we know, last summer, J-Lo, that's Jennifer Lopez, for people not following, attacked on TikTok. Basically, she was the semi-cancelling. People said, you know, I don't like her. Why? Not really sure. Don't like her. And basically, you've been slagged like a Kerry player, being hit by Tyrone players. Katy Perry, she's in the flop era, had a bad album last year, but the hate has really cranked up a notch in 2025 because of the space flight and all of the everything she's involved in. Yesterday, she addressed on social media for the first time, replying to a fan group. They booked a billboard in Times Square to congratulate her on the tour, because she has fans and people have taken a wild dislike to her. So Katy Perry's been saying, when the online world tries to make me a human piñata, I take it with grace and send them love, because I know so many people are hurting in so many ways, and the internet is very much a dumping ground for unhinged and unhealed. She's obviously taking it very much to heart. Please know that I'm okay, she says. Of course you're okay. You're worth 350 million euro the last time we checked for hits. You haven't had hits in 15 years. But it is generally female celebrities who get the brunt of online hate. We've noticed that last year, Justin Timberlake was the exception. Only after he was charged with drink driving and he did a plea for impaired driving, and his historic poor treatment of Britney came to light a little bit more, and there was a terrible album of his as well that crashed in the charts. And this is Katy Perry's sin as well, releasing very bad music. Dead on Arrival was how her Woman's World lead single was described on BBC last year. And then the 10-minute, 21-second space flight on Jeff Bezos' rocket just kind of sent the ridicule into the stratosphere, way beyond where they actually flew, because it was near space. She comes out and kissed the ground after her half space flight. And she used the flight, of course, to promote her tour dates. A lot of mocking of how tawdry it's all been. And it's been Perry, Katy Perry mostly, than all the other people who were on board, including Oprah's friend and Jeff Bezos's fiance. The Guardian headline: what's more vacuous than an endless vacuum? Lauren Sanchez and Katy Perry's party in space. This is Marina Hyde. And I kind of feel to be careful using the word vacuous when you're talking about women in the public eye. She attacked the spouting of girl boss gibberish in that article. Then the Atlantic magazine came kind of to her defense. They said, look, cool pop stars like Beyonce and Taylor Swift, they've never have gone to space because of some rich fella offering them the free ride. But because, especially ones that people dislike, because they're serious, careful people. Queen Bey and Tay-Tay, they're disciplined, they're always in control. Whereas, and carefully curated stars like Chappell Roan and Billie Eilish are relatively new. But Katy Perry once went to the Met Gala dressed as a hamburger because she was promoting something she was doing a brand endorsement of. She comes across like an artifact. She is, in a word, cringe. In a moment with so much of fame, feels calculated, cerebral and coolly focus group, Perry is singular. She's guileless and goofy, sincere and allergic to subtlety, full of love. What a way to live. I think the reason people don't like her and the reason the crowd have turned against her is because of that ad campaign, dressed as food in fluorescent colours, and they don't really much like her. Does she really care? Because hate watching seems to be ramps up the visibility of all these stars, isn't it? And cash hungry people who know how to monetize the eyeballs. But we'll always remember, once upon a time, Katy Perry used to have really good, awful pop songs like this. Sugary, trashy, desserty. Sometimes you just need it every now and again. Festival on in Kinvara this weekend. That's Kinvara down in over there in Clare with the gigantic thatch hotel. Lots of real cuckoos around after closing time, says Peter, no doubt about it. Tán Cuach ar an Ceathrú Rua, says Breedine. Gormila Magath. Breedine for that. There's loads of swallows in West Cork. Summer is here again, at least for today. Go on, the swallows. This is from a Dublin blow-in from Niamh. Now, do the Dublin people arrive into West Cork like the swallows and then disappear again for the autumn-winter period? Are you there permanently, Niamh? I don't want to cast any aspersions on you. Loads of swallows in West Cork. There's another one. No, that's the same one. And this is actually an interesting way when I said the planet is burning up. It's better to say, Oliver, that we're burning up the planet. We are doing it, which is more hopeful and positive. Why? Because we are the ones doing it and we can stop it. So there you go. So happy May Day, everybody, with that theme. Speaking of May tradition, someone says the May tradition in RTÉ was that Gay Byrne used to play Sidney McEwan's Flower of the May or Queen of the May on the show. And someone else, there was a couple of messages saying, please play Queen of the May by Father Sidney McEwan. Actually, he's Canon Sidney McEwan. And we have a little.
Oh, Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today.
Oh, this is familiar, yeah.
Queen of the angels and Queen of the May.
I love this way Queen of the Angels. Daniel O'Donnell has also recorded a version of this, sometimes called Flowers of the Rarest. Oh, Daniel.
Oh, Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today.
Ooh.
Queen of the angels and queen of the men.
Voice of an angel. Thank you, Daniel, with the emphasis on the gel, because he did gel his hair there for one sexy period during the 1980s. That's Adam Clayton. Also, someone's texting and saying there's a guy called Fergal who says he can do a call of a cuckoo. He can do it himself and they fly near by him when he does this. Fergal is on the line now. Good morning, Fergal.
Hi, Oliver.
20 seconds to a cuckoo.
Okay, hold on. I put my phone on.
You do it with your hands.
Speaker.
Oh, he does it with his hands.
Yeah,
he's putting his phone
down.
Go on then, Fergal. Play us out with the cuckoo. And all the cuckoos then make...
Hold on.
You do that with your hands. Oh, yes, I can get it. Cuckoo on cook. Fergal, thank you so much.